Right, looking now at top five tips for first-time sectional title buying. Now, think about this. We live in a very dangerous society sometimes, and people don't want to buy houses. And very often they think about sectional title. I'll go buy myself a townhouse, a flat, or something like that. But you do need, and you really do need, to get a little bit of advice on what to do. Some people don't realize that if you go and buy that sectional title property, you've still got to pay rates, you've still got to pay your levy, electricity, etc., etc. So you're not going to be making that whole big win that you thought you were going to be making. On the line is consultant at TVDM Consultants, Lamish Finch. Lamish, hi, good afternoon, welcome.
Hi, Jay, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, Lamish, talking about first-time sectional buying, what are your top tips? What should people look out for?
Suggestion to owner or to a first-time home buyers is that they understand what their ownership is going to be when they are purchasing into a sectional title scheme, and then also understanding that they are purchasing into a community. And I think having that understanding will go a long way in the future of them living in a sectional title scheme. Some examples I can give is that they understand and know that the flat is a section, and that section carries a participation quota, also known as a PQ. And the PQ determines your undivided share in the common property of the scheme. So it's important that the purchaser asks for the sectional title plans, for example, because those plans will also indicate parking bays and garages and storerooms and how those are registered. And if they are registered as a section, for example, we carry a title deed. And as you mentioned, there are rates that need to be paid, and title deeds means you have to pay rates. And if it's an exclusive use area, it means that it's still common property, and it will allow you to have the exclusive use right to that area. So it's important for sectional plans to be asked, as well as the management and conduct rules, because it will help clear those things up for you. And that can be requested from the body corporate's managing agents. And then just touching on body corporate, when you become a registered owner in a sectional title scheme, you automatically become a member of the body corporate. Another important...
I didn't know that. Sorry. I didn't know that. Okay. So you automatically become a member.
Yes.
Do estate agents actually tell people that? Is there sort of this flow of information?
Estate agents should tell people that, but if they don't, now they know.
Interesting.
So another important question that needs to be raised is, or asked of the managing agents of the body corporate, is a copy of the annual financial statement. That gives the purchaser the indication as to whether or not the body corporate is in a good financial position. So you look for things like a healthy surplus at the end of the financial year, the debtors position. And then one of the most important financial aspects is the accumulation of the reserve funds for that financial year. And it's also important to understand that an administrative fund and a reserve fund must be established in terms of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act. And that reserve fund goes hand in hand with the 10-year maintenance plan, which as of 7 October 2016, all sectional title schemes must have in place. A good thing to also ask is if there's any special levies that are coming up or are currently being collected, and also understanding what that special levy is for.
Do
you want to ask me any questions?
I do. No, I'm just hearing what you're saying there. A lot of people actually get themselves into a corner there because they don't do these checks and balances when they get into this. They think sectional title, it's easy. It's like I'm renting a flat kind of thing. I just need to move in there. So they have to ask these pointed questions because very often you'll get yourself into a sectional title and the body corporate is broke.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's important to have sight of those annual financial statements. And then, as I said, also to know that there is a reserve fund, because the reserve fund, as I said, ties in with the Kenya Maintenance Plan, and that gives you an indication that the body corporate has planned and is collecting a levy towards the reserve fund for its capital maintenance items, such as, for example, the roof replacement, if there's a lift in the building, that they've got the money to cover that. And the most important thing is the painting of the building. Because everybody wants to know how the building is going to be painted, but nobody thinks about where that money is going to come from.
Special levies, they call it. Special levies.
So this is why you have your tenure maintenance plan, is to avoid having to raise a special levy. And the funds for that painting is recovered over that 10-year period. So ask the question, is there a tenure maintenance plan before you put that offer to purchase in, so that you don't get surprised in like the next 6 months of being the newly registered owner, that is a special levy that's going to be raised.
Let me, just a question on that as well. Can you find out prior financial records and also prior selling prices? In other words, if you want to get that extra information, do you have to subscribe to that, or is there a central database?
In terms of pre-sales, the estate agent should have that information. Not necessarily for that specific unit that you're purchasing, but for units perhaps in the block or in the area that went for similar price, so the estate agent could give you that information. Sorry, what was the other question? Previous financial information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're referring to the annual financial statements for the body corporate, then yes, you can request that from the managing agent of the body corporate.
Well, just a final question. What happens, it's a WhatsApp message that's come in, what happens in sectional titles when an owner just abandons their property? A flat down the road from me, it says, has been vacant and owing for about 6 years now. That's interesting. What happens next?
Can you pass that question on to us and the details of that person? We would be interested in assisting them with that query.
Absolutely. Very interesting. Consultant.
As a last point, I have to stress this. Owners who purchase in sectional title are responsible for the maintenance in their own section. Body corporate is responsible for common area maintenance. And then lastly, if you have a doggy or a kitty and you really want them to move in with you, make sure that you check that the building allows for pets. And you can check this in terms of the conduct rules. And the managing agent of the body corporate should be able to give you that.
Sure. Yeah, very interesting indeed. Be careful with that one. Consultant at TVDM Consultants, Lamise Finch. Good to have you on 702. A lot of people do that. They move into their flats, or they move into their townhouses or sectional titles, and they take their dogs and cats with. And then there are tears a little bit later.